531.
Minutes past 8, the iconic Jamo Jam there, Uehere Mai, and before that, Geni Na Shazi featuring San Tena. Brian and Alfie are here on Pacific Breakfast, and thank you so much for your company this morning. And hope your Monday morning is going well, albeit a little bit colder, definitely in the winter weather now. Joining us now on a Pacific Breakfast show is Diamond Lange, Miss Universe New Zealand, to speak more about a recent post that she made around the hashtag Free West Papua protest and a video showcasing discrimination West Papuans have had to endure for a number of years. We'll talk about that as well as feedback and online, you know, cyberbullying, etc. Malo Elaine, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Diamond.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Diamond, firstly, you know, can you tell us a little bit, firstly, about this particular post and what it was in regards to?
Sure. So I was participating in the movement that thousands of people were doing in regards to Free West Papua. And basically what we wanted to do was to bring awareness with what was happening with the Balika Baban, seven activists who were put into jail just for standing up for justice and peace. And some of those anti-activists received 15 to 17 years. And so we wanted to have people sign a petition to send to the government to free them. And, you know, just from that movement, they received, you know, 15 to 17 years. It went down to 10 months and 11 months.
In terms of the Free West Papua movement, talk to me about, you know, your involvement over the years and why is this, you know, particular issue is, you know, dear to your heart, Diamond?
Yeah, so I went and visit Indonesia, I would say, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And when I was there, a lot of the locals were telling me what was happening in regards to the West Papuans. And so I was doing a lot of research. And it really just hurt me to find out what was happening there. You know, the discrimination, the violence. According to indigenouspeople.org, an estimated 500,000 West Papuans have been killed because they wanted to achieve independence. And all they were doing was fighting for their rights. And for me, I really wanted to speak on that because whatever platform a person has been given, I believe it's the opportunity to inform those who do follow your journey to stand with you to help those who are in need. And when I did find out about this information about West Papuans, I've just been on it. I've been keeping track of what's been happening, the news, even though mainstream media and a lot of politicians or people who've been given a huge platform don't really talk about it. I feel it's important, especially for me, just to seek out what's happening in West Papua.
Diamond, when you talk about platform, your current platform as you know, the current Miss Universe in New Zealand, you know, potentially a backlash, and in this case also, can you talk to me more on that and how it's impacted you?
Yeah, so my post was I kindly asked Miss Indonesia, who I met at Miss Universe last year, to talk to the president of her country to free the Balika Baban seven anti-racist activists, because I feel that is truly right. Because, you know, she has such a huge platform and people love her in her country. And, of course, she already has met the president because she's told us at Miss Universe. And I thought this is the perfect opportunity. And on her social media, her caption was, "Be the voice for the voiceless." So for me, I had to reach out to her and I said, to my dearest Miss Universe sister, the beautiful Miss Indonesia, please stand with me and with thousands of people to help the people of West Papua. And from that post, I received just on one day 10,000 hateful you know, cyberbullying comments that I don't wish upon anyone. And just from that, I was thinking, wow, just from one day, if you can receive 10,000 hateful comments, I can't even imagine what the West Papuans are going through. You know, what I experienced was just a little salt. And it really hit me because it made me realize what's happening over there, what kind of criticism they receive, the comments, you know, what happens to them when they just walk down the street, what they face. So for me, I just was like, you know what, I need to keep raising awareness about this. I need to talk about the topics that people don't want to talk about, topics that are not easy, topics that are deep. And that's what I want to use my social media for.
How has it impacted you personally? I mean, when you're talking about 10,000, you know, comments, negative comments, and, you know, the wide spectrum that would cover, for me, if you know, I would say, oh, well, I'm going to get off social media, but this is not the case for you? And how are you managing that space?
Well, for me, if they just targeted me, I feel like I can handle it, like, you know, but they ended up messaging friends and family or people who have worked with me and bullying them and threatening them, don't raise awareness on this, you know. And for me, I had to deactivate all my social media because I didn't want them to go through it, you know, for me raising awareness. I didn't want them to get bullied. So I made the choice to permanently deactivate my Instagram page. My Facebook is deactivated, but it's just temporarily. But, you know, for me, I was just like, they were taking it too far. And it was hurting me because, you know, if you want to come for me, come directly just for me. Don't bring anyone else involved. And I feel like I can handle that. I'm mentally strong. I have thick skin now, you know, from over the years, that I can handle that kind of criticism. But when people close to me get involved, that's when I was like, you know what, let me deactivate my social media accounts for a bit and let's just have this die down for a bit. But that doesn't mean that I won't be back. I will be back soon.
Does this also then, you know, give you a thought for future posts, especially around, you know, Free West Papua Movement? You know, would you be hesitant or, you know, you're just as passionate with regards to this, you know, political, social issue as ever?
Right. You know, I was thinking about that as well too, the question. And for me, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to stop. And it's not just going to be, you know, the West Papuans that I want to bring awareness to. It's any kind of discrimination that happens around the world. I'm willing to use my platform to help. And I was saying this to my parents because we were speaking, and my mom and dad they're not used to that. They're used to seeing lovely comments that they see, you know, on my post. And they're not used to seeing any kind of hateful or negative or threats on my social media. But I told them, you know what? I want to use my social media for good. And I want to use it, especially at this time, you know, the movement of Black Lives Matter, you know, marching and bringing awareness to the discrimination that's happening in America and around the world. You know, for me, I couldn't raise awareness about that and in turn a blind eye to what's happening with West Papuans. So I wanted to raise awareness. I wanted to use my platform for those people. And, you know, it hurts me to hear those numbers, you know, 500,000 people being killed in West Papua. I feel for that because if this was Samoans or if this was Tongans or, you know, if this was Niuans, there would be an uproar. You know, no doubt this would be covered by media, but since mainstream media and, you know, people in influence, there's not so many people talking about it. So I believe if one person can light a candle to help people who are in need, there's going to be more candles that are going to be lightened. And regardless if mainstream media is not going to cover it, if we stick together as one, the movement is going to happen and the awareness is going to be made.
Mm. And finally, Diamond, for those that, you know, wanting to find out more about the, you know, situation that is happening in West Papua, can you recommend, you know, where they can go, you know, to inform themselves on this, you know, particular issue?
Absolutely. So if you go and look up on Google and you just type in West Papua genocide, there's so many articles you can read, you know, the latest news with what's currently happening in West Papua. And from there, you can find out what's happening. You know, I can say so much and I can say, you know, I encourage you all to stand with me and stand with the thousands of people who are part of this movement. But what I believe is important is if you want to know the truth, all you have to do is look up yourself and you will find it out.
Mm. And also there's a hashtag as well, hashtag Free West Papua. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So the hashtag is Free West Papua, Free the Balikababan 7, and Papuan Lives Matter.
A very big thank you, Miss Universe in New Zealand, Diamond Langi, Malo Opito. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And have a great day. Ofahatu Malo. Thank you.
Ofahatu, thank you so much.
It is 24 minutes past 8. Leilani Havili, Valelau, Hemanatu, 5:31 p.m. Pacific people together.